This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Baruch Hashem, this week we begin Siman Lamed Zayin, Zman Hanochas Tefillin, Siman Lamed Zayin. This will take us until Hilchos Brachos, Siman Lamed Zayin, until Siman Mem Vav. Okay. Zman Hanochas Tefillin, the Zman of putting on Tefillin. Sif Aleph, Gadol Schar Mitzvos Tefillin. The reward of the Mitzvah of Tefillin is very great. V'chomi She'enam Anicham, one who does not put them on, who bechlal poishe Yisrael begufan, is like a sinner of Israel with their body. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting terminology. Sinner of Israel with their body. If you don't put it on, it's Sheva Al Tasa. It's not like you're actively sinning with your body, but it's you're sinning with your body by not putting this on your body. Well, what about talis? What about lulav? You're also, those are actions with the body. If you remember, if you look back in the Bir Halacha, in Simen Chafhei, the Bir Halacha said that Malin B'Kodesh, first you put on talis and then tefillin. Bir Halacha says, Al Ha'adam Koi, it's going on the person who has to go from Madrega to Madrega. First, you cover yourself with the kisoy of a mitzvah, and by tefillin, you tie yourself B'Kesher HaYichud. At the time, we explained that the Bir Halacha is answering the Shagas Aryeh's question. Namely, usually you don't say Malim B'Kodesh Ve'en Moridin. Usually you say, Kal HaMekudesh Me'chaveroi, Koidem Es Chaveroi. So really, you should put on tefillin and then talis. By two different inyanim, you usually say, Kal HaMekudesh Me'chaveroi, Koidem Es Chaveroi. Only by inyan echad, you say, Malim B'Kodesh Ve'en Moridin. But the answer is, talis and tefillin is inyan echad. Why? It's the person themselves. The person covers himself in a talis, but the talis is merely a covering. The tefillin is, you're tying yourself. So your body is fusing together with the tefillin. So I think by not putting on tefillin, there's a heightened concept. You're sinning with your body. Your body is supposed to be fused with the tefillin. It's not, tefillin is not an action. Tefillin is it's supposed to be part of the chaticha of your guf. Okay, says Mishnah Berurah, Schar, Shkol HaMenichan Marach Yomim Ba'ilam Hazeh. One who puts on tefillin lives long in this world. Shenemar, Hashem Aleihem Yechiu. If God is upon you, He will live. Kaloimar Oisem Shanoisem Shem Hashem Aleihem Bat Tefillin Yechiu. Those who carry the name Hashem upon them in tefillin will live. Umuftach Shu Ben Oilam Haba. You are vouchsafed to be a resident of the world to come. Ve'ein Eishal Gehenim Sholeit Bo'i. The fires of Gehenim won't rule over him. V'chol Avinoisem Nimchalin Lai. All of one's sins are forgiven. It says the Torah, in the name of Shimusha Rabbah. So I just had...
Men need a Gilgal.
What?
Another reason why men need a Gilgal. Because men don't have Gehenna. The way to do it.
Another reason why men need a Gilgal. Oh, because men don't have Gehenna. Because we wear tefillin. What did we say last time? Why we don't have Gehenna? Because we learn?
Because Avram Avinu. Yeah, we learn. Avram Avinu is...
Mila. So, and also tefillin. Mm-hmm.
All coming together.
So I just had a thought. The Torah brings that if somebody puts on tefillin, one's sins are forgiven. L'chara, this has to be with tshuva, because if you don't do tshuva, you can't just have your sins in the mchalim. So it's probably kedai to be mahara b'tshuva before you put on tefillin. No? I mean, it's mechaper all your avoinos.
But tshuva mechaper anyway.
So what? No, but l'chara, right, yeah, but tshuva doesn't work on a lav, or it doesn't work on a lav shame by my lav sheish by kares or chil Hashem. So l'chayra kedai to be mahar b'tshuva. The same way we say once you be mahar b'tshuva, let's say before you say vayichulu. Vayichulu is mechaper your avoinos, but you should be mahar b'tshuva. Anyway, it's a good thing to be mahar b'tshuva as much as possible. Okay, sif sifkandei she'inoy menicham. Anyone who doesn't put them on, perosh, afilu miniyasi hurak lefrakim, even if he just occasionally doesn't put them on. V'choshien mevatel tamen mitzvah, certainly if it's frequent. So, It doesn't sound decisive. In other words, let's say somebody occasionally does not put on tefillin. Is he b'chal? It sounds like you're like, yeah, you are, but not like the full-fledged card-carrying member. If you want to be a full-fledged card-carrying member of Poshe Sobagufan, it has to be a tamid. Even one time doesn't mean if somebody was sick or someone was an oinus, but I mean, one time he didn't get around to it. This is only if someone didn't put it on because it was disgraceful in their eyes. But someone who's afraid to put them on because they need a clean body, or maybe because they will not be able to be careful in the appropriate kedusha, even though that's a sin because it's a bad, it's a miscalculation. It's for 15 minutes, for 10 minutes to say Shema and Shema Esrei, you could do it. By the way, it's very interesting. This in the Smag reports, in his time, people didn't wear tefillin. People didn't wear tefillin. You know, I don't know. This may have been the cheshbon. Could be this was the cheshbon. But people were not wearing tefillin. Now, but if this is the cheshbon, it's not correct, but you're not a sinner with your body. Certainly, if the mitzvah is precious to a person. But he's sick. Of course, he's not a sinner. Not only that, he's doing the right thing, because if taka, he's not, he's sick, and he can't put on, wear tefillin beguf naki, he's not allowed to wear it. See, the Mishnah Berurah started off that only if the mitzvah is bazoi. The Bach says, even if it's not bezuyach, but if, let's say, he doesn't wear it because he's busy, he doesn't want to lose money, so lazy gamkeinu b'chlal, poshe Yisrael begufan. But there'll be a different punishment in terms of the Gehenna. You know, maybe one is in the self-clean cycle and the other one is on 375. But there's a difference if somebody doesn't do it because it's bazoi, if somebody doesn't do it, machmas atzlas. But both are b'chlal posh yisro b'gufan. V'davar zehu toichaches megula al-oysen anoshim shememnei atzlusan matzoi sheyiyu tfileh munachem al-mitzchan v'lay al-karkafta. This is a open rebuke to those people that because of their laziness, they let their tefillin sit on their forehead and not on the skull. V'gam ha-shalyad in munach makam mekayma kedin. Or they're not energetic to make sure that their tefillin shalyad is sitting on the right place on their arm. That's like it's in the bag. It's not like he didn't put on tefillin. So it's not just the guy, I'm not in the mood of putting on tefillin today. It's, I'm not, when that person's walking around the shul, you know, once in a while, making sure everybody's tefillin is in the right place. Nah, I don't need that. No, let him do it. Let him make sure that your tefillin's in the right place, because not in the right place. This is not a good club to be in. You don't want to be in the club of Poshe Yisrael B'gufan. Uchvar ziris al zeh gam kein oisanu haprima gadim b'chal chav zayin shekasav sham de tefillin shemunachim shalai b'mekoyman harehim kumunachim b'chisan. It's like it's in the bag. Actually, it's worse. Because if it's in the bag, you didn't make a bracha. Here you made a bracha. Okay, we're going to do something. We're going off script. Let's see the first Bir Halacha. Let's start Sif Beis and we'll see the Bir Halacha. Mitzvah on liyosim alav kalayim. Really, the mitzvah is to be on you the whole day. So the Bir Halacha says, "I'm prima gana shemistavik min atayr chayiv kalayim, or min atayr dai berega echad shemeniach, umidrabanan kalayim, uvitlu achshav shein lanu gufnaki." We'll see in the Mechaber that really there's a mitzvah for it to be on you all day. But what could you do? We can't control our body to retain its state of cleanliness. Shalo yafiach bahem. So the chakira is, that is it midai raisa, you wear tefillin all day, Or is it min haTorah, it's enough for one moment, and the Rabbanon say the whole day, and then heim amru v'heim amru v'bilu achshav she'en lanu guf naki. That's interesting. Is the mitzvah to wear it all day? Or is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to wear it all day? Or is it a mitzvah d'rabbanon to wear it all day? And the Rabbanon were mevatel it. Mina nafka mina could be, let's say somebody says, you know, I could be careful. I could wear tefillin for 3 hours and I won't have a problem. So if the mitzvah is d'oraisa, and the Rabbanu were mevatalit, let's say, because someone doesn't have a gufnaki. So maybe if someone could say they have a gufnaki, maybe they could wear it. But if there's only mitzvah d'oraisa to wear it for a moment, and the Rabbanon were the ones who say, you know, you should really wear it the whole day. Heim amru v'heim amru, it could be, you know, a person would not be able to, you know, machmer al atzmai. Okay, yesh ladan b'zeh. The Prima Gadam's conclusion is as follows. That if you didn't wear tefillin one day, you're mevatel the mitzvah. If you wear it for a moment, you're mekayim the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to wear it all day. The chiyuv is to wear it for a moment. You execute you discharge your obligation by wearing it for a moment. But mid d'oraisa, it's every moment. What? Mitzvah min ha-muvchar. In other words, there's an interesting kes of Mishnah. Kes of Mishnah says when the Torah says to do a mitzvah, how often are you supposed to do the mitzvah? Once a year, once every blue moon, once a week, once every 3 days. There's a certain svara. The Torah says do something once a day. Even tefillah, according to the Rambam, tefillah is midaraisa, but once a day. Why once a day? Why not once every 5 days, once every month? The Torah says do something, it's legitimate, reasonable to some once a day. Same thing with tefillin. You're mechuyev to wear tefillin once a day. It's preferable midaraisa to wear it the whole day. If somebody knows they could guard themselves, they shouldn't exempt themselves. By the way, this is also something to keep in mind. You have to be careful not to divert your mind. Now, divert your mind doesn't mean you're not going to space out. You know, we don't say, well, you know, I think I'm starting to space out, so I'm going to take off my tefillin for right after Shemoneh Esrei. Or I can't really focus on my tefillin, so I'm just going to put it on between Baruch Hu and Shemoneh Esrei. Spacing out, it seems like it's not a problem to, you know, we're Mayasa Yulurisha. The problem is, you have to be careful not to joke around in the tefillin. That's Hesach Hadas means Choyk v'Kalas Roish. K'moy shekasavnu elbasim chavches ayin sham. V'ayin b'sefer maserav shekasim choshes liyuhara. What if you're afraid? What about gaiva? You're going to start feeling, you know, yeah, I'm a besser, ich bin a besser mensch. B'fnei abriyos, then just keep the shalyad on. U'mikamakim toiv lasis shal roish katem v'ratzuas yagam ken mechusais milech v'shalyad levad. Better to wear the headpiece small. Basically, don't be in a rush to take them off. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Good to see everybody. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.